Inclusion and belonging aren't just leadership priorities. They are everyday actions that shape how we work, collaborate, and support each other. No matter your role, you have the power to contribute to a workplace where everyone feels valued, respected, and able to succeed. Have you ever been in a meeting where someone's idea was overlooked until someone else repeated it? Or maybe you've had an experience where you didn't feel heard. Active listening means giving people your full attention, making eye contact, and responding in ways that show you're engaged. It also means amplifying the voices of those who may not always be heard. An inclusive conversation isn't just about who is invited. It's about making sure everyone can fully participate. That means enabling captions for virtual meetings, ensuring documents are accessible for people with disabilities, and giving space for different voices to contribute. Before your next meeting or group discussion, ask yourself, are all voices represented? Does everyone have the information they need to contribute? Small adjustments can make a big impact. Being an ally means more than just supporting inclusion and belonging in theory. It means taking action. If you hear a joke that reinforces a harmful stereotype, or see someone being interrupted repeatedly, speaking up can make a real difference. For example, if a colleague makes a joke about someone's accent, you might say, "Actually, language diversity is an asset. Let's focus on what's being said rather than how it's being said." Now, let's put these best practices into action with real-world scenarios.